This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours, but this is a 4-hour show. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you. You listening. All my folks out in California. My people in Arizona. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York, here in Georgia, Florida, Texas, Alaska, and Hawaii. I love you too, Canada. Hey, Alan in Toronto. Yeah, you specifically, Alan in Toronto. I know you're listening. You didn't know that I knew that you were listening, but I know you are. Shout out to people in Montreal, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Edmonton. Canada's big as hell. I don't know where you at in Canada, but thank you for listening to. I love Canada. Hickey, you love Canada?
I've been one time for like 20 minutes, but I love my 20 minutes there.
What did you do? You just crossed the bridge in Detroit? They kicked you out? Like, what happened?
When I was younger, we took a family cruise to Canada. Don't ask me why Canada was picked, but we have a big family, so maybe that was like the cheapest we could do. And so we like docked in Canada for like a day, if that. But, I mean, I didn't really get off the boat. I got off the boat. I got overpriced saltwater taffy, which I realized I got ripped off. I said, screw this, I'm going back on the boat, and that was that.
So just for clarification's sake, you love Canada? You love it or you don't?
No, I love Canada.
I'm confused, right? Okay.
I won't hold the one store who ripped me off on saltwater taffy and the bad weather and the nothing to do in the part we were. I won't hold that against them. It seems like a great, great country otherwise.
Yeah. Next time you got to go to Toronto, okay?
Well, that was my mistake. Yes, I didn't go to the good parts of Canada, which is like probably 95% of the country.
Yes, there you go. 99%. Yeah, we love Canada here. We love it. We're going to get angry calls now from Canada. Remember that guy called? Did he call from Canada? No, he called from Hawaii a couple weeks ago, right? That guy was from Hawaii.
Oh, there's another guy from Alaska, but I think he was more upset about the lack of acknowledgement for Alaska. But you're right, the Hawaii guy is the one yelling at you. Go figure. The guy in Hawaii is the one that's upset.
Yeah, we love everybody. We love our Americans everywhere. We love our Canadian friends. We love our Mexican friends. We love everybody. So we are the world. JR Sport Brief is the we are the world. And we'll be here for 3 more hours. If you missed last hour, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We were able to update you on a few things going on in the world of sports. It's official. John Calipari is the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And then, unfortunately, right before we went to break, we pretty much got the breaking news that an arrest warrant has been issued for Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You might remember this a couple of weekends ago. Rashee Rice, one of the cars was registered in his name. It was a Lamborghini. And we found out it crashed. He caused a four-car accident. He was racing a Corvette, and now the police are looking for him to turn himself in. And so we will keep you up to date with this story. Am I expecting him to turn himself in over the next couple of hours? No, I don't think so. And so we'll see what the deal is by the time we get back with you tomorrow. It's also Wednesday, which is very important here in the world of JR Sport Brief. And an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list in honor of a young man who was called up to the big leagues yesterday. At least he got the call yesterday. We're going to talk about some of the top father-son duos. Not even duos. combinations that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Because Jackson Holliday, he's the son of Matt. We'll get into that a little bit more later on in the show. It's always crazy when you grow up watching one guy, and then that guy's son is now playing, and you just got to go, am I old enough to be the father, or am I old enough to be the son? And then it's just, it's crazy. Hickey, have you reached that point yet? Not yet, right?
No, not yet. Thankfully, not yet.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Yeah. LeBron James got a son that's eligible for the draft, man. Like, what are we doing here? I go, wait a minute. I was in school the same time LeBron was in. What are we doing here? It's a wild world. Anyway, I'm just happy to be alive. Hey, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hickey, one thing I can tell you, and this may be good or bad, sometimes, you have advantage. Never mind. I'm going to stay clear away from that one when it comes to age. I'm going to forget that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The top six is coming in about an hour from now. Right before we went to break, besides telling you about this awful news with Rashee Rice with this warrant out for his arrest, I gave you good news. Josh Allen, not the one in Buffalo, but the one in Jacksonville, he just got a new contract from the Jaguars. He had 17 and a half sacks last year, and he got a new contract, 5 years, $150 million. $88 million of it is guaranteed. That's good news. The NFL decided to share even better news earlier today. We've had to wait for this for the better part of 2 months. Roger Goodell sat in front of the NFL media during the Super Bowl earlier this year, and he let everybody know that the NFL is going to Las Vegas. But what we didn't know was who all was going to be there. Listen to Roger Goodell telling everybody the NFL is going to Brazil.
Brazil is new for us this year. We are incredibly excited. We're going to do it on our kickoff weekend, which is an unusual approach and different than we've ever done. We actually are going to play it on Friday night of our kickoff weekend. So we'll have Thursday night as our kickoff game. Friday night we'll come back from Brazil in Sao Paulo. The Philadelphia Eagles will be the host team.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles are the host team. It took us all these months later, like 2 months later, to actually find out who their opposition is going to be. It's the Green Bay Packers. Now, tell me that's not weird. I think Green Bay Packers, and I think cold. I think freezing. I don't think beautiful rolling hills of Brazil. But that's what's going to happen. And so yesterday, before the formal announcement, Packers president Mark Murphy, he pretty much said, oh, yeah, hell yeah, we'd love to go to Brazil.
Yeah, I think we're either the first or second most popular team in Brazil. They like green and gold. I'm not really sure. I think New England might be ahead of us because of Tom Brady and Giselle. But, you know, I think that's a few years. No, I think we're very popular there. I mean, it's, you know, as we talked about, we're kind of the people's team. You know, I think people really like the idea of a community-owned team, and you know, with our history and tradition. Also, I mean, this is very important for the league. You know, the Packers are very popular in Brazil. If we're chosen, we'll gladly go.
Yeah. He already knew that they were chosen. He just didn't want to talk about it. Whatever. Come on, man. Why the people in Brazil give a damn about the Packers? The Packers, people in Brazil like the Green Bay Packers because they're the people's team? Says who? I you know what, Hickey? This is very disrespectful. I'm ready for it. If we did a poll right now and asked individuals in Green Bay, Wisconsin, if we just gave them a map of Brazil and said, find Sao Paulo, what percentage of the people do you think would be able to identify where the city is?
0.01.
If we asked the people in Sao Paulo, Brazil, if we gave them a map of the United States of America and said, find Green Bay, Wisconsin, how many people in Sao Paulo, Brazil would be able to find Green Bay?
I'll go same percentage, 0.01.
There are people in the United States of America who would not be able to find Green Bay on a map. And that's no disrespect to Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think a lot of people don't know what the hell is going on outside their block, okay? I'm just saying. don't shovel us this crap about how Green Bay is the people's team and thus the people in Brazil and Sao Paulo that they love the Green Bay Packers. It might have more to do with the colors. That might be it. Brazil is a party town of some bright-ass colors. You think about that green and that hickey. They call it gold or yellow. What are they wearing? Go Pack Go. What is it? Green? Is it yellow or gold? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be yellow.
Yellow? I disrespected Raider fans one day. One day I said black and silver. They said, oh, no, JR. No. It's silver and black. You said it the wrong way. I thought I was going to get jumped by the gorilla and the guy with the chains. Like they were going to. You know what I'm talking about. The guy with the spikes and the chains. He looks like he's out of a Kiss. Like he's from Kiss.
Lives in the black hole, basically.
Yeah, he looks like Gene Simmons. I thought they were going to beat me up. They corrected me. A guy in a gorilla suit told me I had to say the Raiders colors the right way, otherwise he beat me up. Anyway, we're good friends now. But the fact is, congratulations to the NFL. Obviously, if you want to talk about a real international game, you got to look at soccer, as we call it here, football, as most of the world calls it. But the NFL, I'm not mad at them. They're trying to get some market share. The NFL has played 50 regular season games outside of the United States of America. You know, we're used to the European games by now. The Jaguars go to London all the time. They got to find some warm bodies to fill up a stadium. Unfortunately, you had to go to the other side of the world. Toronto, Mexico City. We got these games that just took place in Germany. And Frankfurt. I love Frankfurt and Munich. Beautiful music in Munich. And as of December 2023, 36 games of the 50 been played in London. We have some games in Toronto, Mexico City, Frankfurt, Munich. NFL is trying to broaden the base, right? And as much and as close as the NFL is getting to being flag football, why not? I mean, if people all over the world look at the NFL and go, well, I can play that game, Americans ain't giving up on the NFL. We might say that the league is now soft and we got J.J. Watt saying, well, you can't hit anybody anymore. He might be right. But the fact is, if the NFL is picking up marketplace in other parts of the world that feel the game is safe, why not? I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs just signed one of the best rugby players on earth just to return to football. You know, maybe the NFL actually does have some life. Maybe people aren't going to be concerned with CTE. Maybe the NFL will be here for another 100 years, and maybe they'll actually grow the game. You think about the game of baseball and how it picked up in Asia more than 100 years ago. You think about baseball now played in South America. Soccer obviously played everywhere. Maybe the NFL can have some life. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jackson is here from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He knows where Sao Paulo is. Jackson, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
How's it going, JR?
It's going amazing. It's swimming. What's up?
So, I mean, this Sao Paulo game, first off, as a football fan in general, a Friday game, that means I can watch Packers on Friday, I got Thursday night football, and I can watch Red Zone all day. I'm all over that. But I think you talk about finding each other on the map, you know, and God knows, I wouldn't know where Kansas City is. Kansas City, Missouri, without football.
And, well, damn.
You know, with all these teams, talks of going international, the Jaguars going international, going over to the UK. You know, I think it's important, no matter what teams are involved, no matter who's sacrificing a home game, to be able to bring this game international and let's get a bigger audience and, you know, increase this following, no matter who can find who on the map. And, you know, I think
well, let me ask you, it is a great sport. Let me ask you this, Jackson. I know the game is later on this year. Flights are expensive. Hotels are expensive.
Of course.
Why the hell don't you go to Brazil? Take a trip. You like the Green Bay Packers. Why don't you go to Sao Paulo? You ever been to Brazil?
No, I have not. I love the Green Bay Packers, but, I mean, you know, financial situations and everything. I wish I could. God knows I'd love to go to an overseas game or be there for an international Packers game. My parents have season tickets with the Green Bay Packers, and I'm on the wait list for until I'm 55.
If I got you a crate and a raft, and I gave you about 3 months headway, would you go to Brazil? Would you go to Sao Paulo?
Oh my God! I'd take that raft and that little canoe in a heartbeat.
Okay. I don't know if you'll make it. I'm just offering.
Green Bay Packers a full week.
Okay, I don't know if you'll make it. I'm just offering it. We can get you on the east side. I don't know. Where can we? Hickey, help me out. What's the best place to? I don't want to say ship them out from. We can start from one of the islands, right? Or should we just dump them in South America first?
Dump them right in South America.
Hickey, say again.
Just dump them right in there.
Okay. All right. We'll get you to the. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe. No, not Trinidad. No, that's too far out. Yeah, we'll figure out where to get you. We'll get you a raft and a box. Okay.
I would love that, JR, man. I would love that.
All right, Jackson. Enjoy and good luck. The Green Bay Packers should be good this year. Jordan Love is talking about a Super Bowl. Good luck, okay?
I appreciate that, JR.
All right, no doubt.
Love the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jackson, for calling from Green Bay. Hickey, you think we could run that as like a contest?
That would be fun.
Do that legally?
Well you know.
No.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. With anything, there's a million things of red tape, so I'd assume probably not. But also, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer here and pour cold water on a good and fun idea.
Yeah, but I think if we take him to like Guyana, I got friends. I got Guyanese friends. We can take him to Guyana and then hope that the raft and the box, you know, like floats around. Like all the way around, and then he can go see the Packers. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
That it definitely would be.
If he makes it.
Which is for some part of the fun.
Yeah, well, we'll see. 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations. The Green Bay Packers are going to Brazil to take on the Eagles. By the way, this Friday night game taking place on September 6th. In Sao Paulo, it's going to be airing exclusively on Peacock. Yeah, go ahead and get your Peacock subscription. I don't know how much it costs, $5, $10, $14. Yeah, the NFL is continuing to stream. Get used to it, and by the way, get over it. There's nothing else to do here. Friday Night Football, September 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I told you I was going to tell you about another animal. I got information on a bear, a future bear, when we come back on the other side of the break. And then also, speaking of international sports, have you ever wanted to be in the Olympics? Well, you might want to, because now at this point, it looks like a few of the Olympians will get paid. Yeah, this is a first. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Every time I hear that guy, it feels like abuse. Now, listening to the show is not abusive, but days like JR make my kid listen. He's hooked like an addict. I'm like, whoa. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'll take it. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. How about this? This very moment, this very second, John Calipari is being introduced at Arkansas. We learned earlier today that he is officially taking the job after he kind of strung everybody in Kentucky along for about a week, and then Eric Musselman left. And Hickey, we talked about this. I think we were both wrong as to what he was going to wear. He's not wearing a red suit. He's not wearing even a red shirt unless the screen in the studio is crap. He got on a that's a gray jacket, a red pin. Is that a pink shirt he's wearing?
I don't know if my stream is behind or above. I'm in commercial right now. I just turned around and I don't see him.
Oh.
That's frustrating. He's not wearing a red suit?
No, it's no blood red, no bold fashion statement here. He is, if my eyes could be deceiving me. Looks like a pink shirt to me.
Does it say Arkansas on it?
No, it's just a pink shirt, something that you wear on Easter.
Wow.
Not a pink button-up shirt, you know?
Nice
pink. Like the pink, nice pink. You don't got a pink button-up shirt.
I don't hate it. But I'm just for your introductory press conference going to Arkansas. I would assumed you would have, maybe wore the color of the new school, not an Easter pink button-down shirt. That's like you would assume like a coach would be, at least wear a quarter zip.
It fits the scheme. I mean, Razorbacks got the gray in it, and it fits. He got the gray jacket, the red pin, and then he got the pink shirt. So as long as he ain't wearing blue, I think he's good.
That you are definitely right about.
If he would have showed up in blue, I would have laughed. And hopefully he doesn't get into none of that Bobby Petrino stuff.
Comes with a neck brace?
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. As long as he didn't show up in a hat, tell us about a motorcycle, I think he'd have been fine there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Jim. Jim is calling us from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, JR. Lifelong Viking fan, I wanted to give that Packer fan a head start. Tell him in Green Bay, just push off into Lake Michigan. Paddle your happy ass up to the chain of Lake Great Lakes, Huron and Erie, out to St. Sault Marie, and then down the East Coast, along the East Coast, Atlantic, through by Florida and the Keys, and right into the Caribbean. And as far as I'm concerned, we get down the Caribbean and get down South America. Just keep your happy ass down there.
Did you just encourage like a homicide on the radio? Is that what you just did?
I'm a Viking man. Did I not repeat that?
If you're a Viking man, you don't got you're in Texas. You don't got no boat or a ship, do you?
I was born and raised Minnesotan.
Okay, so how many canoes do you have?
I got plenty of canoes, but we don't use canoes in Texas, man.
Paddleboards
and kayaks. We use kayaks in Texas.
Okay, Jim. All right, well, thank you for encouraging a man being lost at sea. Thank you for calling from Texas, okay?
All right,
thank you. That's all he wanted to say. He's like, yeah, I want to send all the Packers fans into the Atlantic Ocean. How sweet. I'm trying to help the man get to Sao Paulo to see the football, and he's over here trying to send the man into the abyss. I'm not trying to do that. It's sad. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Matt. He's calling from Arkansas. Hey, Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing well, JR. How are you doing, sir?
I'm amazing. You happy about Coach Cal? And you happy about Coach Cal?
Man, I don't know. I have my different indiscretions about it. I mean, I know Musselman is part of Southern Cal, and I've heard it on the Jim Rome show where he's on there and he's like, "Oh, come on back to Los Angeles," but Southern Cal. But what I was going to say is, like, so who do you think is going to be the next Kentucky coach? My thought, I'm originally from Kansas, so my thought would be Bill Self from KU to go to Kentucky.
Why? Okay, go ahead.
No. And I was just going to get your thought on that. I mean, just, I don't know. I've got my mixed feelings about everything. I mean, I loved Musselman. It's kind of looking bad right now. I mean, we've got Calipari. We've got Bobby Petrino again.
Well, I don't think John Calipari is going to hang out with the help riding motorcycles, okay?
I can assure you that's not going to happen.
What I will say is this, as it relates to Bill Self, I mean, we can start looking at all these legendary coaches. I don't think he's going to want to leave his current setup. What is really for him moving on from Kansas and now going up to Kentucky? Is that like an upward move, cleaning up the mess from John Calipari? I'd rather stay where the hell I'm at. We talked about this last hour, and you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. There have been a lot of conversations about Scott Drew from Baylor, that this is basically his job to take. And if he doesn't want the job, then maybe in a week or so, when Billy Donovan is done coaching the Chicago Bums in Chicago, that he can then move on and maybe have the job. I haven't heard a damn thing about Bill Self.
Well, I think it's more of a lateral move than it is anything else.
So why do that? Why do it? Unless you're going to move up and elevate, and you already got the success and you got championships at Kansas, why are you just going up and leave? Makes no sense. I think, especially in the world that we live in right now, and thank you, Matt, for calling from Arkansas, when you think about the college basketball landscape, like there is, like, okay, John Shire got the job at Duke following Coach K, but what other job is now, oh my God, I must have it? There is none. Everybody's having success in their own way. We all know about UConn and what they just did with Coach Dan Hurley. It's tough to look at any job and just go, I got to go here, unless it's without a shadow of a doubt an upward move, unless you're at maybe Baylor and now you're going to Kentucky. But you start thinking about the Kentuckys and the Dukes and the UConns. It's lateral, man. You want to go up the ladder, not from one side of a ladder to the other rung. Nobody wants to do that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Mike. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Gerald, don't be so modest, man. You know you're the beast. You know everybody listens to you, and you're a sucker for good conversation. You're the man.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. What's up? We're gonna take that. By the way, and now you can listen to yourself on the radio. Okay, we're gonna see.
No. It's not kissing up, man. I mean, it's definitely fact. We happen to be looking at the Orioles game right now. I just think they just pushed in this rookie a little bit too early. The whole roster is practically almost full of rookies, and we're like 26 in payroll, just barely over $100 million. Versus all these other teams, and we was lucky last year to get where we was at, but it stopped short right after we get into the postseason, and that's when their season players needed. To me, I think our lineup definitely need a seasoned player on the lineup. I mean, we got an outstanding lineup of a bunch of rookies, but our manager is basically a developing manager. I mean, he went to the postseason.
You think about the Orioles, what did they win, 101 games last year?
They won 101 last year. Was this a $93 million payroll versus all these top payrolls?
Right, so what the hell is so wrong with – so here's the thing. By bringing up Jackson Holliday, if he has success here, the Orioles, A, get an additional first-round pick at the back end of the draft next year, and then they also get you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't.
No, so now I'm telling you, if he had that, so this is something that's bothered me about Major League Baseball for a long time. It's service time manipulation. And I can't sit here and tell you all the ins and out of it because it's very complex. But for years, as I'm sure you know, Major League Baseball teams have tried to keep their younger players down in the minors for as long as possible so they could control a year of service time. So you could say, hey, if I bring you up in. Right, I bring you
trade off before they even step on the field.
Correct. I bring you up in August, September. Now I get to hold you for another year at the back end of the contract. And that's just, it's awful to me. I can't think of any other sport that wants to look at its young players and just keep them in the minors. But that's all because of money. In the case of Jackson Holliday, Major League Baseball just altered, not specifically for him, but they have altered some of the rules to try and encourage teams to bring up their young players. So I'm not mad at the
Holliday?
Orioles.
22?
Who, what?
How old is Holliday? Like 22?
No, he is 20 years old.
20 years old. Okay.
Yes.
And he's in the big league. I mean, look at our lineup, basically. I mean, we got Holliday. We got all these players that's under 5 years. I mean, Mullins.
Yeah,
we have.
But, Mike, if he can play, why not? There are teams that would love to have him. Matter of fact, Mike, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Jackson Holliday. because I think there's a good reason why he got called up, and I wouldn't be overly concerned. And thank you again for calling from Maryland, okay?
No problem. You take care.
All right, thank you, Mike, for calling from Maryland. He's like, hey, the guy's too young. Is there such thing? I mean, if you can hit the damn ball, who cares how old you are? I mean, Messi from football. They basically got this guy in there as a teenager. They called him the little flea, one of the best football players of all time. It didn't matter how old he was, he could go out there and play. Let's get in Bob from Wisconsin before we get to the news. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you got it, JR. First time, long time here from Titletown, USA. Go Packers.
Okay.
Sorry to switch from baseball back to football, but when they start talking about football nationally, then we need to start talking about football. And my biggest concern about the Packers going to Brazil is that I don't think the mayor or the director of the Tavern League in Sao Paulo has any idea what they're in for when Wisconsinites make the trip down south.
Are you going? You going to go drink some beer?
If they have enough. Typically what happens is anywhere south of Chicago, folks don't understand that we know how to put them back here.
You
have a problem.
Okay, I get it. You like to drink beer and eat cheese. Are you going to Brazil?
I would like to, yeah. But don't put me in a canoe with that idiot from Minnesota. No way.
Oh, my God. I love it when people from different states crap on each other. Bob, they drink caipirinhas in Brazil, okay? No beer. Well, they do drink beer, but have a caipirinha, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right, thank you, Bob. It has a lot of sugar. Tony's calling from Wisconsin. What's up, Tony?
JR, how you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Hey, I will gladly take that raft trip. I'm a former sailor, so I know my way around, navigates by the stars. And, yes, I do know where Sao Paulo, Brazil is, and I will find it. You guys go ahead and put me up in a hotel, and I will gladly take that raft, and I'll film it the whole way.
You sound like you need a challenge. Let's put you on a door, like Titanic style, okay?
Let's do it. I will gladly do it. No, I'm happy, and it's really cool with the international games. I think it's great. You know, we're certainly not as big as the world football stages yet, but you know, it's great to have us getting out there, and I love the Packers traveling. You know, it's good for the game all the way around, and I'm happy to see it. Plus, like everybody else is saying, on Sunday I can put the feet up and watch the rest of the game. So that'll be cool.
Good, Tony. Listen, we'll find you the hotel. You go to Home Depot and you find the door that you want to float on, okay?
Absolutely. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony, for calling from Wisconsin. Hickey, it looks like we got ourselves a contest here, right?
This is kind of, this has liability written all over it.
we can hook up with Home Depot. And everybody gets $100 to figure out what they want to use to float to Brazil.
$100? That's it? That's a death mission right there. Here's a 2x4. You can. That's going to take weeks.
Yeah, I don't know, weeks, months.
Go down the Mississippi River, come out. Holy cow!
A couple months? No, I told you we could start them at the top of South America.
Still, good luck. And I guess driftwood does drift, so it won't sink. But yeah,
if you get a good door from what's our guy's name? If you go to Arthur Blank's Home Depot, and you get a good door, you can float from Guyana down to Sao Paulo. Not that tough. Rio, and then go over. Easy.
Glad it's not me.
Yeah, we can give you a GoPro.
I will pay the thousands of dollars to fly. Before I get a free trip on a raft down, what is that? Is that still the Atlantic Ocean,
yeah,
right?
Still the Atlantic, yeah. Yeah.
At least the water's warm, but no, thank you.
I don't know if it's warm.
Even worse.
I doubt it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, I can't wait to get into this. It's a new top six list. I'm going to share with you some of the best. Well, damn it. It's a top six list of the best father-son combos that we've ever seen in the world of sports. That top six list is coming your way at the top of the hour. And we just got a caller in from Baltimore who brought to our attention, reminded us that Jackson Holiday, 20 years old, has been called up to play for the Baltimore Orioles. Let me say that again. He is 20 years old. Last year was pretty much his first full year in the bigs. This man has been on a torrid pace. He's not even old enough to drink. I mean, baseball players, all you hear about is how they like to drink, but I think this guy is fine because Jackson Holiday, he's the son of Matt Holiday. Yeah, Matt Holiday, who played for the Rockies and Cards, was a professional hitter. I felt like every single year you could count on Matt Holiday to bat, I don't know, 300, 330, hit about 30-plus home runs, driving 100 RBIs. All he did was hit. Hit for the Rockies, hit for the Cards, seven-time All-Star, Cards Hall of Fame, won a World Series championship in 2011 with those same St. Louis Cardinals. Is it a shock that Matt Holiday's son is absolutely raking? Like, nobody can be shocked. Jackson Holiday was selected first overall in 2022. It's 2024. He's 20 years old, and he's already in the bigs? This is ridiculous. I want you to listen from last night. This is what the Orioles put up on social media. This is him getting the call, getting called into the office, and the manager letting him know, hey, man, pack your bags and call your dad. You're a big leaguer.
Tonight, I want you to call your dad. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to him, and I want you to thank him for all the times that he's allowed you to come to the clubhouse, mm-hmm. be on his pass list, you know, let you hit with the big boys. That's pretty special, and it plays into a lot of what you're about. The second thing I want you to tell him is that now it's time for him to ask permission to be on Jackson Holiday's pass list because you're going to the big leagues.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's all right. Awesome.
I'm fired up.
I appreciate
I'm fired
it.
Up. You've been exceptional down here, brother. To be 20 years old.
I appreciate
to handle
it.
All this stuff, dude.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Call your dad.
I will.
Yeah, it's pretty even, right? No hooting and hollering, no screaming, no big woos. He's just like, okay. Like, this is what I'm built for. This is what I'm made for. And you can't be shocked at his response, because when he was selected number one overall in the draft a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago when he was 18 years old, him and his dad, they were on the Major League Baseball Network. And Matt Holiday, World Series champ, All-Star, all of this, all of that, Hall of Fame, Cardinals, this and that. They asked his dad, hey, Matt, how do you feel about your son being selected number one overall? Matt Holiday was just like, yeah, it's good.
Well, I'm just really happy for Jackson. This has been his dream as long as he's been old enough to have this goal. This has been his goal, to be a first-round pick. And for him to get a chance to be the number one overall pick is an incredible honor. We're thrilled for him as our family. I'm really excited for him and excited to watch him embark on this adventure.
Hey, Hickey, like father, like son, right?
Yeah, geez. I mean, I guess it makes sense when you're used to it. You know, I guess being around a major league clubhouse and being good for that long, that this is more of a formality than like your dream coming true. Crazy.
Look, Jackson Holiday was probably 11 years old in middle school. It's like, hey, what do you want to do when you get older? What do I want to do? I'm going to play in the big leagues. I'm going to bat 300 with 25 home runs, 100 RBIs, and 25 stolen bases. Probably walking around. He was probably hitting 90-mile-per-hour fastballs when he was 11. And I wish I was joking. Like, when you have that type of access and you're around that much, like, I'm sure the first time he swung a bat, he probably swung a bat before he could stand up. I'm not joking. This guy, this young man, and I couldn't think of anybody else in the bigs. Okay, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has a kid for the Toronto Blue Jays. I can't even call him a kid. He's a grown-ass man. And it's no shock in my mind that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. produced Vladimir Guerrero. Okay? And what was he? What would he be? The third? The fourth? Hickey, help me out. I don't even know.
I don't know either.
He's the fat one, okay? Let's just put it that. Come on. No, his dad was, bruh, his dad looked like he could crush baseballs with his bare hands. His father looked like he was built out of steel. His son now looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and he's good. How about this one? I got another one. Prince Fielder, doesn't play anymore. But his dad, Cecil, I couldn't look at Cecil Fielder and go, oh, man, his son is going to be amazing. Vladimir Guerrero, yeah. You know, it's tough. But Matt Holliday telling me that his son is a Major League Baseball player is not shocking. He was so professional of a hitter. You never heard anything about him. I'm sure after the game he went home and he played baseball with his kid. And what are the results? A 20-year-old who's in the big leagues. You can't make this stuff up. Congratulations to the Holliday family. Jackson and Matt, even if they don't sound excited, I'm sure the wife is. Mom has to be excited. Good for her. And good for them, too. This is business as usual. See ball, hit ball. Not that tough for the Holidays, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, thank you so much to the Holliday family, because I'm going to give you a top six list of the biggest and best father-son combos in sports. What are some of the best combinations between father and potentially sons that we've seen? I got that list coming up on the other side. Top six. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.